Now on the KSRO live line with us is Sheriff Steve Freitas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me today.
A pleasure to have you on with us. Not that there's any news going on surrounding you or your office. First of all, Sheriff, let me ask you, what do you think of the announcement from City Councilman Ernesto Olivares that he wants to run for your job?
Yeah, well, he's obviously running for sheriff. I won't be running again, so
right.
It doesn't involve me this
right.
time. Ernesto did reach out to me and tell me that was coming, so I appreciate that. I think that there's going to be several people that run. I know there's at least a couple of people within the sheriff's office who are looking at their options. So I think I'm going to keep my powder dry and see everyone who jumps into the field before I get involved talking about individual candidates.
Spoken like a true sheriff, keeping your powder dry.
Now, no matter who jumps in or no matter who ends up getting the job after your retirement, what advice do you have for the next sheriff of Sonoma County?
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one, huh?
Yeah, the advice is there's great days, there's hard days, but it's a great job, and I think it's just such an honor to be the sheriff of Sonoma County. And my advice would be to listen to people around you, both with inside the sheriff's office and also within the community, to get a different lens on things, get different perspectives, and then just try and stay as even-keeled as you can, because there's times it can be a real roller coaster ride. And sometimes, you know, what you need is the small world ride, not the roller coaster ride. So do your best to, take deep breaths and keep your wits about you.
Well, Sheriff Freitas, it wasn't that long ago, a couple of weeks ago, that you announced your retirement, that you would not be running for re-election after the end of next year. And tell us what brought about that particular announcement and that decision.
Yeah, I said from the very beginning that my intention was to try and do two terms. Of course, you can't promise two terms because you have to run that second election and win.
Right.
But when people first approached me about being the sheriff, one of the things that they were very interested in was, some stability. And so I made a commitment to the people that supported me to do two terms. I also made a commitment to my family that I would do two terms and then, be home. By the time that's over, I'll have 34 years in this business. And for this job, that's actually quite a bit. So my family's looking forward to me being done. And so I'm keeping my word to both groups is essentially where I'm at on that.
And there's a lot of time between now and the end of next year, of course, and a lot of issues facing Sonoma County. Of course, the whole sanctuary issue, a big deal. You met with right before he was confirmed, with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and that created a little bit of controversy in Sonoma County. And when I first heard you talk about that meeting, you were very matter-of-fact and very unapologetic about that meeting, saying that it was a good idea for Sonoma County.
Absolutely. I think that it's incumbent upon me as the sheriff to learn about things that may affect Sonoma County, especially dramatic changes that may happen. So I don't know anyone who didn't think there was going to be some significant changes with the Trump administration for many societal things we have, including law enforcement. So I felt it was incumbent for me to go back there and try and figure out what was coming so I could do the best job possible for the people of Sonoma County. And so that's why I went back, and I met with all different types of leaders from the administration to find out a lot of different things, not just Attorney General Sessions.
And Sheriff, how murky are the waters still with regard to how local law enforcement interacts with ICE personnel and the whole sanctuary issue?
Well, it's not murky to us, and we try to do our best by, me coming on here today, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. I've written op-eds to the Press Democrat.
Right.
We've put videos of me speaking on this topic on our website. So we're doing our best to not make it murky. And I think we understand it, but I absolutely understand that there are still people in the community that have questions. In fact, I've met with three different groups from the ACLU over the past few weeks and explained that to them. And when they leave, they all, okay, we get this, we understand it. And so that's one of the things that we've learned is through those meetings, how do people best truly understand what we do and what we don't do, you know, kind of like Mythbusters, some of the things that are out there are just not true. So we are coming up with a immigration outreach work plan. We've hired a community engagement coordinator at the sheriff's office. I'm hoping she's going to be on your show
soon.
Yes,
she will be, yes. In fact, I think she's on for Monday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
so she can talk more about the work plan. But she's actually developed, of course, with help from people within the sheriff's office and from people on my Latino Advisory Committee. They're looking at a draft of the plan, and so we're going to start rolling this plan out within the next week or two. We might not be able to entirely clear that up, but we're going to do our best to try.
Well, and we're going to try to help you get that message across, too, Sheriff.
Yeah,
and we're hoping that, you know, there's a lot of time left between now and the end of next year with you as Sheriff, as the top cop. And we hope to have a lot of interactions with you between now and then to let Sonoma County know what the deal is, what your position is, and how we stand as state and federal laws go, too. We will appreciate your help in that regard.
Absolutely, and I've been on. I'm not trying to kiss up, but I like KSRO because you guys do such a great job of just asking the question and then letting me answer. KSRO has always done that, so I always do my best to get on KSRO when I'm given the chance, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get maybe a weekly or whatever it is type of thing where we can come on and explain things on a, you know, really frequent basis. And, you know, so you guys are trying to do your best to help educate the community, and we're going to join you in that, I hope.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that will be helpful for the community is as we have these back and forth, Sheriff, that KSRO will encourage our listeners to submit any questions that they might have for you so that we can put those in front of you, too.
Oh, absolutely, and I've done that on KBBF radio and other formats. You know, whatever the topic is going to be that we're going to talk about, whether it's immigration or whether it's whatever other issue that there is, to get questions related to that topic so we can, you know, be prepared and answer those so people get good answers, I think that's a great idea.
Well, then quite literally, Sheriff, we will be talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for being on with us this morning. That is Sheriff Steve Freitas, the sheriff of Sonoma County, and we will be chatting with him with frequency here on KSRO.